We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
The Supreme Court has sided with the Manhattan District Attorney's Office in a fight over President Trump's tax returns. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond has details.
Cy Vance called it a tremendous victory for our nation's system of justice and its founding principle that no one is above the law. Alan Sanders, a constitutional law expert at St. Peter's University, says the ruling reaffirms earlier court decisions against President Nixon and Clinton during Watergate and the Paula Jones sexual harassment case.
The president's claims of being immune and being such a high office that it requires special exemptions, the court simply has not recognized them today and has not recognized them in the past.
Lucy Lang, a former assistant DA in Vance's office and now a professor at John Jay College, says the next step would be releasing the returns to a secret grand jury.
The fight is not over, but the big takeaway from this is that seven members of the court reminded the president that he isn't king. We don't have one.
Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
And the other high court ruling today, also a 7-2 decision, is that Congress will not be able to have access to those financial records as part of their investigation. Mayor de Blasio today reacted to State Attorney General Tish James's recommendation that he be stripped of control of the NYPD. WCBS's Rich Lamb reports.
The Attorney General's commission would approve the department's budget, have the final word on officer discipline, and would pick the police commissioner. Mayor de Blasio's reaction was a crystal clear thumbs down.
I don't think it'll work. I think it would be counterproductive because, look, think about what we've been able to do in recent years.
And with that, the mayor pointed to ending stop and frisk, introducing neighborhood policing, a radical reduction in arrests, reducing mass incarceration, instituting body cameras on all patrol officers, and de-escalation and implicit bias training.
So many reforms I could go through. We were able to do them very quickly, even recently. The decision by Commissioner Shea, recognizing that the anti-crime unit caused a certain number of challenges for communities, and there was a better way to do things. He was able to take that action very quickly with my agreement.
De Blasio added, when you create any kind of commission, diffusion of accountability, things don't work. Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
And the mayor, along with the First Lady of New York City, Shirlane McRae, joined a painting crew this morning to help paint the words Black Lives Matter in bright yellow in front of Trump Tower. Fifth Avenue and 57th Street has been closed to vehicles until Sunday.
A potent message, a strategic location. Black Lives Matter, painted along Fifth Avenue, staring up at Trump Tower. Many folks passing by hope President Trump eventually sees this.
Awesome. Great. They should paint it on his forehead.
Sometimes we need to kick someone in the face in order for them to see what's in front of them.
It can't be. We can't allow to be black people murdered in the street for things that as a white person I would get a ticket for.
In front of Trump Towers, he is the president of the United States. You know, we know his history. His history of exercising division. It's very important to be put place here.
This is a highly charged issue. There are other opinions. Some people cast a cold eye.
That's what it's all about. Legalized graffiti and a lot of politics. Too many people are afraid to say the truth. A shame to the president, right in front of his place.
In Midtown, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Over to the Weather Center and meteorologist Bob Larson, another hot and humid one today.
It certainly is. Mostly sunny this afternoon, about 90 for a high. In fact, some areas have already hit that 90-degree mark, feeling hotter with the humidity. Humid tonight, turning mostly cloudy. There could be showers toward daybreak. A low is 74. Cloudy, humid weather tomorrow and tomorrow night. It'll be breezy at times. We expect periods of rain and some areas of thunderstorm. Rain can be heavy at times because of flooding in poor drainage areas. High tomorrow 79 and a low tomorrow 72. It's 82 in Monticello, up to 90 in Port Washington. 88 at Midtown. The high of 90, the current heat index is at 92.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.